friend. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Amy Marazi Sheyichu. The schus Binyam and Simcha Ben Adina Minya, Yechiel Ben Shalamis, Moshita Ben Peshadina, Shein Lachana Bas Malka, Rachel Bas Geula, Eshel Av Bracha Bahad Slacha, Bechol Maase Yedehem. And this is based on Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Arav Agon, Rabbi Yaakov Dov and Hamnik Shlita. It says in Parashas Lech Lecha Beyotze Yisrachutz Aviyom Rebet Nashemayma Usfor HaKochav Mituch HaLispor Osam Aviyom Elokei Yazarecha Vahemid Bashem Yachshver Latzdaka Vahem Elavani Hashem Asher Atzi Sicha Meretz Meretz Merokazdim Lassis Lecha Aseretz Aretz Aretz Zos Terishta Aviyom Hashem Elokim Bamei Daki Rashena Aviyom Elav Chali Egel Meshuleshes Vaez Meshuleshes Vahal Meshulesh Vesor Vagozol. So we have in these psukim that Hashem promises Avraham Avinu is going to have a lot of seed, and he believed in Hashem, and Hashem said, I took you out of Ur Kasdim to give you this land as an inheritance, and he said, how am I going to know that I'm going to inherit it? So he said, take these animals. Rashi explains, V'hemin b'Hashem lo shol lo sal zos. He didn't ask him for a sign that he was going to have a lot of seed, but on inheriting the land, he asked for a sign. He wasn't asking for a sign that he's going to inherit Eretz Yisrael as children, but rather he wants to know Beis Yischus, and Hashem told him to take these animals, in other words, in the Schus of the Karbanos. The Gemara in Brachas and of Zayin Amid Bey says, Amr B'Yechanan, Mishum Rashmim B'Yochai, Miyom Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Asolam, Asaholam, Ohay Adam Shekor LaKodesh Baruch Hu Adon, Ad Sheba Avram B'Karo Adon. From the time that God created the world, there was nobody that called Hashem Adon until Avraham Avinu came and called him Adon. As it says, Vayomer Hashem, Shem Adnus, Elokim Bameda Kirashena. And then Rav says, Af Daniel Onan Ela Bishvil Avraham. Even Daniel was only answered because of Avraham. As it says in the Pasuk, Ve'ata Shema Elokeinu Tfilas Avdecha Uftachanav Ve'er Panecha Mekdashcha Hashem Iloman Hashem Shem Adnus should say Laman Cha. Why Laman Hashem Adnus? Laman Avram Shekaracha Adon. For Abraham who called you Adon. Rashi Ad Hashem Elokim Kasuv Ba'alef Dalid. Right, that's Hashem Elokim Vemeida ki Rashena, so that Hashem Elokim, that Hashem is written Aleph Dalet, Adnus, Master. Nobody called Hashem Master until Avram, because he says, Vayomer, Hashem, Master, Elokim, Vemeida ki Rashena. So Avram Avinu called Hashem the Master. So we see that when Avram Avinu said, Hashem Elokim, Adnus, Elokim, there is an expression of the avoda of calling Hashem Adon. And this is a change in the world. Nobody did that until Avraham Avinu. So the kasha is, why did the Gemara say that only Daniel was answered because of Avraham? He also was answered, just like Avraham was answered. Af Daniel lo nana ala bishvil Avraham. Even Daniel was only answered for Avraham. There are lots of people who are answered for Avraham. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, you see, Moshe, David, there were other Gedolei Doros that were answered because of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, like Moshe and David and others. This inyan of invoking the Schus Avos is not Daniel's Chiddush. There were others who invoked Schus Avos. So Mechi Teisi that it was Dafka Daniel. Why does the Gemara say Dafka Daniel? So it must be that the Chiddush of the Gemara is that Daniel was answered because of this Avod of Avraham, that he called Hashem Shem Adnus. Adnus, this Adnus, calling Hashem the Adon, the Master, that was the schus of Daniel. And therefore it's not a kasha, why Daniel and not the other Gedolei Doros? Because it was Daniel who called Hashem b'schus Shem Adnus. This avoda of calling Hashem Adon. And the question is, why is Dafka this avoda of serving Hashem as the Adon, Daniel's avoda? So we have to start with the Ramban. Ramban, Bereishis 11:28, brings and other Mefarshei Torah brings the Kabbalah of Chazal that Nimrod threw Avram into the Kibshan Ha'ish because he didn't want to serve idols, and Avram Avinu was saved with Derech Neis from the Kibshan, from this fire, like we see in Rashi, and it's Mefurish in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that Avram Avinu was saved from this burning furnace. We all learned it in Gan, in kindergarten, in first grade. So the question is, why isn't it explicit in the Torah? There's a subtle remez. Ur Kazdim, or Vayamas Haran Al Pinei Terach Aviv. So from there, from these subtle remezim, Chazal learned this whole story of Avraham Avinu and the Kivshan Ha'ish. But really, the story as it happened is in Torah Shebaal Peh. Wouldn't this be a nice thing to write in the Chumash? So why did the Chumash not write it? Why did they leave it as a remez? And it would appear that this kash is even stronger. Tzad Acher. Because after the Churban Abayis, when the Jewish people went to Galus Bavel, Agabe Hanani Mishael Bazaria in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, I won't read it, it's in Aramaic, but the pasuk says that Nebuchadnezzar called out in his anger that they should bring Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, and they were brought in front of him, and he said to them, why aren't you guys bowing down to the idols? And then afterwards, chapter 3, verses 15 to 18, if you don't bow down to my idols, I'm going to throw you into a burning furnace, and no God's going to be able to save you. And they said, first of all, God can save us, and even if he doesn't save us, we're not bowing down to any idols. And Nebuchadnezzar attacked threw them in. But as we know, they weren't harmed. Mishana lechananya mishal v'azari b'serach kivshana esh hu ya'aneinu. So that's the gevaldik tefillah that we have. Hashem save them from the fire. Later, chapter 3, verses 26 and 28, Nebuchadnezzar said that they are serving God, and he gave them rishus to go out of this Kivshan Ha'esh. And all the Yotzim and the Sarim wanted to see how these guys weren't burned, and their clothing, their hair was also saved. They didn't even smell like the fire, like smoke. And they said, blessed is the God of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, who sent his angel to save his servants that relied on him and rebelled against the king, and they refused to bow down to any other idols. So we have a whole parasha in Torah Shebichsav in great detail telling us a miracle that sounds strangely, oddly like the miracle of Avram Avinu. A king says, bow down to my idols, and they say they're not going to bow down. Bidiyuk, what we find by Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu was thrown into the burning furnace by Nimrod because he refused to bow down to idols. So you see, Mamish, the same story. He came out alive, and Avraham Avinu came out alive. So Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, they get great press. They get their story in Tanakh. Now all the Goyim know about it, even all the Christians. You can ask them. They read the book of Daniel. But the story of Avraham Avinu didn't get into Torah Shebichsav. It only got into Torah Shebaal Peh. So Ma Bein Avraham L'Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. Another kasha. It says in the Gemara in Pesachim 87b, "Vamer belazer lo higla kodesh baruch hu Yisrael abavel elam mipnei," etc. Rabbi Yechanan explains why do we go to Bavel? Pnei sheshigur in the base iman. We were sent back to our mother's house. Moshal shikas halishtoi lechem shagol beis. You get angry at your wife. Where do you send? You send her back to her mother's house. Rashi, the base iman. Avram yor kazdim yatz. In other words, Avram Avinu came out of Bavel. And then we were sent back to Bavel, sent back to Avram came from Ur Kazdim, from Bavel. So we were sent back, that's why we went to Bavel, to go back to our mother's house. We find a similar idea in Rashi, in Koheles, Ki Adam Holech, Ki Holech Adam El Beis Olamo, El Beis Olamo Mi Bavel Bo, Le Bavel Chazru, Terach Abi Avram, Evra Nar Haya. Then in the Pasuk, Vayashav Afra Al Aretz Kishahaya, Vayashav Afra Mi Bavel Bo, Le Bavel Chazru. So you see the same idea in Rashi. You're going to go to Beis Olamo. We came from Bavel, and now we're going back to Bavel. Because Terech Rabbi Avram is Mehevar Narwas from Bavel. That's what it means. We go back to our source. We went from Bavel and then we went back to Bavel, Rashi says. You see the same thing in the Tosefta and Bava Kama. Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis. Same idea as the Gemara. In Pesachim Pei Zayin Amud Beis, that we're sent back, like a woman was Makalkal Al Baila. A woman wasn't faithful to her husband, she's sent back to her father's house. So Galus Bavel is the returning to the place of Avram Avinu. So we're being sent back to our mother's house, to our father's house. So we have to understand this Yisod. What's this Mahalach that we find after Churban Bayis Rishon, that we have to go back to our source to start everything all again? Adrabat says, Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha Malotcha. We're supposed to go away. What's the whole idea of coming back? Calls it Tzarech Iyun Gadol. So we see from this, as Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Rav Futner explained, in the name of the Gra, this is a big Yisod in Parad Yitzchok, and other Svarim talk about this Rambam. It's one of my most fascinating Rambams that I've been involved in my life, and I've been mamik in this Rambam a little bit. In Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, in the first parak in the seventh Halacha, so the Rambam, in the time of the second bias, minus, heresy, sprouted up in Israel. It was minus. The Yatzuat Stukim, Neheri Ovedu, and the Tstukim came out, the Halachic Sefer, the Rambam couldn't contain himself almost. He says, Meheri Ovedu, they should be destroyed soon. She'enam ma'aminim b'tarei shebaal peh. They don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, so that's the Tstukim, that's Bayis Sheni, that's Minus. So the question is, why is it Meyuchad the Bayis Sheni? Why is Bayis Sheni the Zman of Atzotzas HaMinus B'Yisrael? Why is this the time that Minus reared its ugly head? The Gra explains that B'Tchilas Bayis Sheni, it's Mefurish in Bava Kama and Yuma 69b, Sanhedrin 64a, that Anshei Knesset HaGadola were able to shech the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. And what this means is that B'Bayis Rishon there was a Hanaga al Pianavua, or B'Bayis Sheni there are no Nevi'im. So now there's a Hanaga of Chochma. Moshe Shapiro, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, talks about this a lot in his Shirim, a lot. Like we find in Meseches Avos, Nevi'im Asur L'Anshei Knesset HaGadol. That's the transmission. That's the Ma'avar, the passage from Nevu'ah to Chochma. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu first gave prophecy, and then what comes against prophecy is Avodah Zarah. And then Anshei Knesset HaGadol shechted the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. It's a different Mahalach now. The Avodah Zarah is verse Nevu'ah. When there's no more Avodah Zarah, it's going to be Chochma against Minus. That's the battle. When there's Nevu'ah, what comes against Nevu'ah is going to be Avodah Zarah. When it comes to Minus, when it comes to Chachma, what's going to be against Chachma is Minus, is heresy. And that's really our battle today, is to fight against heresy. And that's this Minus, was the partial Minus, was the Stukim. They believe in Torah Shebichsav, they don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's Pshat, why Dafka be made by Sheni Tzatza Minus Israel, because this was the time when we're in the world of Chachma, there's no more Nevuah, so Mela, that's the time of Apikarsis. So that's the Gra. Maran, the Rosh Yeshiva Zitzal, Rav Futner, other times he explained another Pshat, parenthetically, in Hatzatzatz Minus Bevayis Sheni, and that is that the Shechitas Yetzer of Avodah Zarah created a lacuna, a lacking, a giron in Kabbalah's all that people have. So Avodah Zarah is an all. You take upon yourself the yoke of the Avodah Zarah. So now they shech the Avodah Zarah. There's no more all. So people went after Minos because they wanted to be Porek all. It's a good way to be Porek all. A person says there's no God, a person's a kofer. So great, no ol, if you think that's great. We don't think so. In any event, we're going to go with the Mahalach that this was the time of Torah Shebaal Peh. We're now in the world of Chochmah, of Torah Shebaal Peh, and against Torah Shebaal Peh comes the Minus. And we have a Yesod for the Gra from the Rambam himself in Ovis, that Shimon HaTzadik HaYim Yisharei Anshe Knesset HaGadola Hoya Oimer, and then Vayter Antigonus Yishtocho Kibbol Mishimon HaTzadik Hoya Oimer Atu Kavodim Sham Shem Sarab Almanas L'Kabul Pras Elahevu Kavodim Amisham Shem Sarab Shelo Almanas L'Kabul Pras. And the Rambam explains that this Chacham said, Antigonus Yishtocho said that you shouldn't serve Hashem in order that He should do good for you, give you chesed, and you wait for reward, serve Him for altruistic motives. And this Chacham had two Talmidim, one was Tzadik, one was Baisus. They heard this and they said, oh, there's no Schar V'Onish. I wasn't saying there's no Schar V'Onish. You said don't serve Hashem for Schar V'Onish. He said, no, there's no Schar V'Onish. And that was it. They went off the derech. And that's the tzduka and the baisusim. They left the ways of the prushim, the rabbanim, and they started their own sect, denying Torah Shebaal Peh. So the beginning of Atzotzes Minus in Bayis Sheni was at the time of the first Chacham. After the Gemara, Shimon HaTzadik was Mishari and Shekinetz HaGadol, and then comes Antigonus. And that's when the whole thing started. And he's telling them to serve Hashem Eava, Shalom and Asla Kabul Pras. And they went against that. They said, there is no Schar V'Onish. So you see that this is the Tchilas Hatzotis HaMinus, Bayis Sheni. And you see that it's after, like the Gra says, when Anshe Knesset HaGadola, after they shecht the Yetzer Hara, like it says in Sanhedrin and Yuma, so now comes this Minus. There's no more Nevuah. Now we live our lives based on Chachma. And now that we're in the world of Chachma, they use their own ideas. They went off the derech. So like the Gra said, it's after Tekufas Anshe Knesset HaGadola. Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, in the 10th Perek, says a person shouldn't say, I'm going to do a mitzvah satorah in order to be makabel the brachas that are written, and be zocher l'chayei olam haba, and I'm not going to do averus so I don't get punished. No. You should serve Hashem. That's not a maila. To serve God out of fear like that is not maila sanavim, not maila sachachamim. But rather, how should you serve Hashem? Not for any ulterior motives, because it's the truth. And this is a Maila Gedola. Not everybody zocha to this. And that's the Maila of Avram Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Oavo, that he's the one who loves Hashem, because he served Hashem Eava. And then the Rambam writes, Halacha Dalid, and Gedolei Chachamim would teach their Talmidim, don't be like Avodim Am Shamshim Sarab Am Nasla Kabul Pras Elav Neshu Rav Roy L'Shamsho Klomer Ovdo Me'ava. You serve him because he's the master, not because you're going to get rewarded. And therefore, when you teach the Ketanim, the Rambam says Halacha Hey, and the Noshim and others who aren't learned, you have to teach them Lavod Me'ira Kedei L'Kabul Schar, and then they'll be increase their das, and then eventually they get to a place where they can serve Hashem Me'av. As you see from the Rambam, that what Antigonus Shinsocho is telling us is not just a regular Mishnah Maseches Avos. This is a Yisod for life. to do the emes because it's emes, and that's the Maila of Avram Avinu, who's called the one who serves Hashem Eava. And we need the special limud because the Torah writes Asiyas HaMitzvahs in a style of Schar V'onesh, and simple people believe that that's what Torah and Mitzvahs are all about. But when you go a little bit deeper, you understand that no, the purpose of Torah and Mitzvahs is to serve Hashem Eava. So it emerges that the whole Atzotzis, the whole sprouting of the sect of the Tzdukim, which is the beginning of Atzotzis Haminus, of the Apikorsa, of the heresy, in Bayisheni, is a reaction to the teaching of Antigonus Yisocho to serve Hashem out of love. And this serving Hashem out of love is Chachma. That we only have to understand, you have to use your Chachma to get there. And you have to go beyond the pashtus of the psukim, which talk a lot about schar v'onesh. You have to say, no. Schar v'onesh are there, they're important, you believe in them, but that shouldn't be your motivation. Your motivation should be ava. And then the satan says, no. Don't do that. That the satan starts with minus. And against that chachma, they have the apikorsis. They have the people who start trying to show how no, God didn't create the world, it created itself, and everybody created their own themselves, and the human body created itself, and DNA, and, you can stretch out a person's DNA from here to the moon, but so incredibly complex, but no, it's all just a big accident. So that's the chachma, that's the minus, and that started with this Rav saying you have to serve Hashem with chachma to Tegunesh Yisocho after the Anshe Kenes HaGadola Me'ava. And the Talmidim didn't understand properly, and they started their own sect, and that's the Chachma, that's the Minus against the Chachma. So now we can establish an incredible Mahalach. Famous Medrash that Hashem says to Avram, go from your land. Rav Yitzchak quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Shimi ba'asiri v'ati oznech v'shichi amecho be'savich. I'm Rav Yitzchak Moshe l'echad she'over m'makom m'makom. Rabirachas Dolekes Amar Tomer Biruzubaloy Manik. So it says, listen, my daughter, see, incline your ear, forget your nation, your father's house. It's a mashal. Rabbi Yitzchak says to a person who's going from place to place, he sees a tower on fire. He says, this tower doesn't have a leader. So then the leader appeared to him, hates itself of Balabira. He says, I'm the Balabira. So to Avram Avinu says, this world doesn't have a leader. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him, I'm the guy. I'm not the guy. But I'm Hashem, hates itself of Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani Baal Olam. I run the world. Rashi explains v'shichi amech kolosim she'ovdim avodas kochavim. Forget your nation, all those who are serving avodas zara. V'shai Avram Avinu Omer Tomer Shalom B'li Manik Rashi Ma'amaretz Rashi Meshbiyom V'yarech B'layla V'kochavim Meirim. But Avraham Avinu said the world doesn't have a leader. He looks at the whole world, skies, earth, sun, the moon, stars. He says, what? All by itself? There's no manik? There's a manik. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm the guy. I'm the man. I'm not the guy. I'm the manik. I'm Hashem. It's Hashem Ish Melchama. So, Pasuk calls him Ish, but we'll call him Hashem. When we say the Pasuk, we'll say the Pasuk, but Hashem is not a man. Now, it says in the Gemara Maseches Nedarim that Avraham Avinu was Makir as Boro when he was 3 years old, Nedarim 32, Sanhedrin 97a, Avodah Zarah 9a. We learn that Avraham Avinu started learning Torah, teaching Torah when he was 52. Bereishis Rabbah, it's Mefurish 39:14. That before he was commanded at Lech Lecha, he was already Megayer the Anashim, and Sarah Megayeris is Anashim. So this Lech Lecha happened only after Avraham Avinu already recognized Hashem. So how did Avraham Avinu recognize Hashem? Well, later on, Hashem appeared to him in a Nevuah. But originally it was through Chachma. He looked at the world and he came to the conclusion. He deduced that, oh, Oh, there must be Hashem. And then Vayter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him in a Nevuah. So you see this same transition. There was a Hanhaga B'Derech HaChachma, and then there was a Hanhaga B'Derech Nevuah. It started with wisdom, and then it went to the world of prophecy. From wisdom to prophecy. Says in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Vayomer Shem Lavram Lech Lecha, Hachachma Toz Lechacha Me'asara Shalitim Mishari Ba'ir, Me'asara Doros Shemenoch V'Avram, U'mikum Lo Dibarati Mechad El Imach, Imcha, Vayomer Hashem Lavram Lech Lecha. So the Pasuk praises the wisdom of Avram. And it says that your Chachma was stronger than 10 rulers that were in the city, from 10 generations from Noach to Avram. I only spoke to you, meaning because of your Chachma, I appeared to you. So that's the Mahalach. The Mahalach is going from Chachma to Nevuah. Through the Chachma, he was Zocha to Nevuah. And according to this, it would appear that there's a Hefsek. There's a stoppage in the Avod of Avram Avinu, Api Chachma. Kadosh Baruch Hu started conducting the affairs of Avram and his nation with Nevuah. And this continued until Churban Bayis Rishon. So the whole Golos and Gulas Mitzrayim and the whole period of Kabbalah Satoran, Dor Midbar, Kivush Aretz, Yeshivasa, Shoftim Alachim, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Avodah Sakwana Bayis Rishon, everything was a continuation of the prophetic period that started with Lech Lecha. This is an incredible historiography. And since the Ikra Nesina Satara and the writing of the Torah's Alpi Nevuah, the Torah isn't Marich Bepirtei Tkufas HaNevuah Shel Avram Avinu, HaChachma Shel Avram Avinu. The primary story of the life of Avram Avinu starts from Lech Lecha. Then we go to this new Mahalach of Nevuah and Mesiras Torah Min HaShamayim. So that's what the Torah wants to tell us about Avram Avinu. Torah is Nevuah. So to start telling us the detail of Avram Avinu living Al Pi Chachma, Torah wasn't interested in doing. So there was a great Nais in the time of Nimrod, but that was the Tkufas HaChachma. And therefore the Torah didn't write that. The Torah only wrote the Tkufas HaNevuah. But it emerges that we're lacking the Hemshech, the continuation of the Avod of Avram Avinu Al Pi Chachma. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped it with the Avod of Nevuah. That's going to bring to the building of Klal Yisrael and Torah Min HaShamayim. And therefore, it remained in the hands of his son, his sons, when they reached the end of Tkufas HaNevuah, Churban Bayis Rishon. Now they have to go back to the Avod of Avram Avinu to serve Hashem Al Pi Chachma. So now we understand the Makoros that we saw in Chazal, Pesachim 87, Tosefta Maseches Bava Kamma, Rashi Perish the Koheles, that the Jewish people went back to Bavel, they went back to their source, to their father's house, to their mother's house. You have to start again. Start again with the world of Chachma. Now the Tkuf of Nevuah is over. They did their Avoda. What they lacked was atoned for by the Churban, by the Galus. Now they have to be mashlim, the Avodas HaChachma, that Avraham Avinu started a few years before Shehet Yitzal of Baal HaOlam v'hischil et Sabbos lo b'derech Nevuah. Now they have a chiyuv to complete this Avodah of Chachma that Avraham Avinu started earlier. So as a hakdama to Bayis Sheni, preceding Bayis Sheni, which is going to be conducted with Chachma, they had to go back to Bavel, get the merits of Avram Avinu, who started his Avodah Al Pi Chachma, and start it again. There are still a few Nevi'im left, But they're starting the Avod of Chachma. Then we get back to Eretz Yisrael, build a bayis, shech the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah, and now there's a new tkufa, a new period that's built on Chachma. So now we can understand the nes of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, B'Shekiv, Shanesh was like the nes of Avram Avinu. It's not by chance. Either Rabbi, we had to start again. It's now the end of Tkufa Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. We have to refuse to serve Avodah Zarah in Bavel, Al Pi Chachma, B'li Nevuah, like Avram Avinu. And when the miracle happened to Avram, we weren't Mefarsim in the Torah Shebichsav, because Ikar Torah Shebichsav Moshe Rabbeinu was Al Pi Malach HaNevuah. But now that we're going to the Tkufa of Chachma, where the end of the writing of the Kisvei HaKodesh, of the canon, of the biblical works, it's permitted and we're obligated to publicize this Nes. And Torah Shebichsav. Now we go back to the Nes of Chachma, because now we're at the end of the Tkufa of Torah Shebichsav. So now we have to start a whole, the history starts now with Torah Shebaal Peh, with Chachma. So the miracle of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah is the harbinger of this period. So therefore it was written in Tanakh. So okay, now we're starting Chachma. This is the end of Nevuah, the end of Kisvei HaKodesh, and now we're going into the world of Chachma. We're going to go back for Bayis Sheni. And we're going to be in the world of Chachma. And we see this in Chazal, Maseches Pesachim, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that Gavriel said that when Ve'emes Hashem Le'olam, that God is true forever. So you see an amazing thing. The Gemara connects between the two stories. When Nimrod threw Avram into the Kivshan Eish, Gavriel said, I'll cool it off for him. Hashem said, I'm Yachid Bo'olami, who's Yachid Bo'olamo? I'll cool it off for him. But Hashem said, but I'll let you save his children, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. So you see there's a Hemshech. Ve'emes Hashem le'olam. That I promise you, I'm going to save. That's God's truth. That God's emistic. That Gavriel was deserving of saving Avraham Avinu's children. Because he wanted to save Avraham Avinu, Hashem said, "No, I'll do the job." But in Hakadosh Baruch Hu bekapeis chol schar korbiri, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody reward. So he let Gavriel save Avraham Avinu's children, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. So Gavriel said, "Ve'emes Hashem le'olam." Hashem is emes forever. So that emes, the emeskait, that truth is the cheshbon of Gavriel, that cheshbon Hashem made, that Gavriel saw that he was able to save his. He wasn't able to save Avram, but he wanted to save Avram, so he was zochet to save his children. But you see that there's a connection between these two nisim. So the nes of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah is really a continuation of the nes of Avram, and this was misparsim again, because we're starting the tkufa of Torah Shebaal Peh. So we're starting the tkufa of Chachma. We also find in Bereishis Rabbah and Lech Lecha 39:2, they darsh in the nes of Avram, the nes of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah from one pasuk in Shir HaShirim. We see there's a Hemshech, there's a Hashlama. Now we find by Daniel a special inyan. That Tchilas Gdulaso of Nemelech Bavel was that he interpreted the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, like Yosef interpreted the dream of Paro. But the difference is that Paro remembered the dream and he didn't remember the interpretation. Nebuchadnezzar forgot the dream and the interpretation. So Daniel received it from Hashem. He was told the dream and the interpretation. Like it says, Adin le Daniel b'chezva dilelia, razak ali adin Daniel, baruch l'aloka shemaya, that the secret was revealed to Daniel in a dream, and he thanked Hashem. Afterwards, we find another story that Gabi Daniel after the Malchus Nebuchadnezzar ended. Belshazzar was ruling Bavel. So, Bemtza Mishta Bamare shall pass Yado Shaladam. So, a person's hand that's writing on the wall, and it says a Lashon of Manu, Manu Takalu Parson. And they had to call Daniel to explain what's written on the wall. So, we have two similar stories with one person. This Daniel has to reveal chalomos and chizyonos, dreams, visions. Why Dafka Daniel? The explanation is that the yisod of the Tkuf of Golos is to arrange the transition from the Nagah Nevuah Bayis Rishon to the Nagah of Chochmah Bayis Sheni. Daniel is in the Beis HaMalchus. Afilu b'Malchus Pras, Abba l'Mali Mekom Shel Malchus Bavel, Harei b'Beis HaMelech. He's not only in Bavel, he's also in the press, like we see in the Gemara in Megillah 15b, Hasachu Daniel. Rashi in Sefer Daniel, chapter 1, verse 21, discusses at length the godless of Daniel. The avod of Daniel is to be osik besoka besof hanavua, or betchilas hachachma. We're now at the end of Golas Bavel. We're in the transition from the Nevuah of Bayis Rishon to the Chochmah of Bayis Sheni. So that's the avod of Daniel. To involve himself in the Sof Nevuah and Tchilas Chochmah. And therefore, the first dream came back to him. Nebuchadnezzar forgot the dream and it was revealed to him. He davened to be Mekabel Nevuah. And then Vayter, so that's with Nevuah. And then he had the vision of the hand writing Mana Mana Takal Parson, Daniel 5:25, and that he salved Alpi Chachma. He didn't need Nevuah. So Daniel symbolizes this transition from Nevuah to Chachma. So now we come back to the Gemara in Brachas that Daniel was answered in his tefillah B'schus Avram, who called Hashem Adam. So now we understand the avod of Avram, who called Hashem Adam, is that he recognized his creator through Chachma. He used Mefarsem Shmo Ba'olam. And then he publicized his name in the world. And after Avram Avinu called Hashem Adam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. He saw Hashem as being the master of the world and changes him from a halach of Chacham to a halach of Nevuah in order to be Zohar, to be Mekabel Torah, to be Zohar Eretz Yisrael with Nevuah. And all the tefillos of the Doros from Avram till Daniel were shayach to the Nag of Nevuah that was enforced in this long period. And then Daniel is going to take us back from Nevuah back to the halach of Chachma. And he davened for Binyan Abayis, and the Jewish people returning to their land. And then he was Mechadish this tefillah, where it says in Daniel 9:3, Ve'etnas Pnei Kel Hashem Elokim Adnas Elokim Levakish Tefillah. And 9:4, Ana Hashem Adnas Hakel Agodol Agibor Vanora Lecha Hashem Atztaka. Other psukim 9:9, 9:15, 9:16. 9:17, again you have again and again and again, Adnas, 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 Avera Panecha Mekdosh HaShemem L'man Hashem L'man Adnas. So this tefillah is L'man Avram Shekarocha Adam. Avram called you Adam. So what are we going to do now? We're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh. We're going to be Mashlim the Avoda. He says, Hashem, Kuchot Tzitzcha, Yoshev Na'abcha V'chamascha Mircha Yerushalayim HaKadshecha. I know this from Tachna. So he's davening to come back there. It's Israel. Rebuild the bayis. It's going to be a tkufa of serving Hashem through Adnas, the chachma of Avraham Avinu, to be mashlim the avoda of Avraham Avinu, calling Hashem Adon al pi chachma, and that is really our avoda today, that we're serving Hashem with chachma, with Torah Shem al peh, and we should be zochem mir to Hashem soon to go back to the tkufa of Nevuah and see the binyan habayis hashlishi v'mehera v'yameinu. Amazing, amazing. Thank you for listening, sweet friends. Shalom, shalom.